This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
I began today's program with a very special announcement specifically targeted for our listeners in the Native American community. That music doesn't have to go away. I can stay right there. Right there, Daniel. Yes. Perfect. Oh, there we go. Very good. That's what tells everybody we're going. The show's going. What's on your mind's on the air, live and direct. Here's where I'm going. You've no doubt heard the news from Todd and others, that Spirit Lake is suing over this concern related to Native Americans voting. I don't personally believe that this is a real concern among the vast majority of Native Americans in North Dakota. In other words, this bill. I don't believe that to be the case. I may be wrong. This is why I'm asking the question. I believe the issue is 100% identity politics, which is the sickest thing ever. It really is. It is to say, I'm going to play to a particular crowd just so they will think I'm their savior and they'll vote for me. I think that's what this is. I really do. I don't think anybody anywhere. You think of the legislature. They represent North Dakotans. Al Jagger represents North Dakotans. They don't get up every day and say, how do we get less people to vote? That's just not in anybody's DNA. But the idea that an ID with an address is too onerous a request of somebody to vote says to me, you have a different motive. You want people to vote who aren't who they say they are. Fargo, 2 years ago, a woman voted by affidavit. Then she went over and voted in Minnesota. Now, she was convicted and caught, but not all are. In a race where Heidi Heitkamp won by less than 3,000 votes, 2,000 some odd votes, she wins by. There are 4,000 affidavits, can't find the people to say, you know, are you who you say you are and what you... Maybe that made the difference. Maybe it didn't. You have to have integrity in the voting. So that's just one side note today that I really would like to hear from anybody in the Native American community. And I just want to hear you. I want to hear you out. I don't want to argue with you. I don't want to, you know, convince you otherwise. I just want to know how many people in the Native American community believe this is truly a problem. Or is this lawsuit just more games? That's what I think it is. Anyway, welcome to the program we call What's On Your Mind. We do have a busy day today. Todd is in Halloween mode. And so are the kids that are coming into the daycare at Nesset Consulting Service, where we are today. Congressman Kevin Cramer is going to be here, and we're going to do a talk radio town hall. If you're in or around the Tioga area and would like to come ask a question, please do. But obviously we'll do it as we usually do with listeners and callers as well to come bring your questions. We also have Perry Miller. Perry's a former legislator and, again, a candidate for the legislature, the state senator from Wahpeton. And I talked to Perry yesterday, and he... shared some touching stories about Rayanne Kelsch, the state representative from Mandan that passed away yesterday, and an awful story, just awful. So we'll talk about that. It was a bacteria thing from an oyster, and not that I ever would, but I don't plan on eating one anytime soon. We're also going to talk with the Senior Director of Development for the National Breast Cancer Foundation, because today's the last day of E15 sales in North Dakota for the Pink of the Pump, where they... The National Breast Cancer Foundation gets 3 cents of every gallon. So I want us to finish strong on that, find Pink at the Pump, and do some good for the National Breast Cancer Foundation. We'll talk to them, and, of course, Congressman Cramer as well. Let me also say, last night was fabulous, incredible, full pictures and videos and everything else on my Facebook page, so check that out. But Donald Trump Jr., incredible. He did call us. He just called us moments after the show, so we'll have that interview today for you as well. But spent some time last night with him and Kimberly Guilfoyle, and Williston overperformed. I mean, it was just incredible. Thank you for all the folks that came out. Over 1,000 people there. And if you were there, Call in, give us a little report on what you thought about the big event. I thought it was pretty incredible to see 1,000 people, Williston, North Dakota, for Donald Trump Jr., Congressman Kevin Cramer, and his campaign for Senate, and Kimberly Guilfoyle, and a lot of energy in that room. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you. Pretty incredible. But I'd love your impressions. If you were there, let us know. Here's how you join us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I don't know if Todd could take text today. We'll have to ask him here. But you can text me at 701-367-2054, 701-367-2054. I've just shared on my Facebook page and on Todd's page, a transformation is underway right now of Todd Mitchell for Halloween. Todd, tell us a little bit about what is happening there. Would you let us in on it?
Tim from True North Theater is in, and we're going to make me look like a really bad car, well, good, as far as all of the job Tim's doing. Car crash victim, just in time for Halloween. And Schwann even hooked me up with a black pickup today, just to continue the Halloween festivity thing here. But so I'll be looking like a car crash victim by, say, 10 o'clock or so you can watch it on Facebook Live.
Lest anybody who has a family member tragically impacted by a car crash, I think
it's a Halloween car crash victim. It's not a real.
The value of Todd doing that, though, is to say, you know, hey, this could be you unless you, you know, slow down, buckle up, right? I mean, you're like a DOT spokesperson with this.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly right, yeah. So watch Todd while we're live on the air, and we'll be checking in with him as we go today on the program. That should be a lot of fun, Halloween mode. Other than candy corn, I'm not a big Halloween guy. I just don't really, I don't know. Let's go to some calls here, 800-228-0550. Virginia Bismarck, what's on your mind?
Good morning. I'm calling about the Dr. Gosnell movie, the serial abortionist killer that has the movie out now that the secular press is doing their best to try and not tell anybody about.
No, I'm quite aware.
It's in Bismarck now at the AMC Theater. That's in Gateway Mall. It's also shown in Fargo. But a big theater in Bismarck has a daily ad in the Tribune. This theater has no ads. So until we got an email from somebody out of Fargo, we had no clue it was here in Bismarck. But I did go to it. It's PG-13. It is not gory. It's the truth about this doctor who got by doing abortions in Philadelphia for a number of years. In the movie, it's based on the testimony of the trial. They were told not to investigate any abortion clinics because it might lose the chance for women to have freedom of choice. So they went years without any inspections, and yet any hairstyling salon has an inspection once a year. And so he is a serial abortionist. Go see it. It's Dr. Gosnell in the Bismarck Theaters, and they're going to keep it over another week until the day after election. It's rated PG-13.
Virginia, I am so glad you called. We talked to Ann McElfinney. I always say her name wrong, but one of the co-producers of the show not long ago. And we just had a short interview with her because we were at the end of the program. But they've done an incredible service here. There's a book out too. Here's what I would do. I would encourage anybody that is pro-life and is, you know, looking for a way to broach the subject with somebody that might be pro-choice, and say, would you go to this movie with me? Can we just go and have a reasonable conversation about it? You're not going to win anybody over by, you know, condemning them or shouting them down or telling them they're going to, you know, wherever. I mean, people have to get it in their heart, and this movie will help them do it. It's really, really, really good, and I'm glad it's in Bismarck, and I'm even more glad you called.
Well, the ironic part is after he gets in court, and they tell me he has to say he thought he could get released that day on bond, and they said, no, you're staying, you have to go to jail. Then he says, can someone go back to my office and get my turtles and take care of them? And the prosecutor says, you mean your illegally obtained turtles, and they're exotic or something? And it shows the next scene, someone going over there to rescue his turtles. And then somebody in the audience said, but don't worry about the babies.
Precisely.
So it's a very natural reaction But this is how our crazy world is. So
I say that every time. I see that every time that there's some, you know, national news about, you know, some whale being threatened. I love whales. Love looking at them. But I think babies are a little higher up the food chain.
Yeah.
And it is amazing. We just, it's a classic example of just, it happens, so we forget it happens. And it's been going on since the 70s. And now 60 million babies later, we're just whistling past the graveyard. You know, it's really, it's really sad. Glad you called, Virginia. Thank you. Joe's on the road. Joe, tell me what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott, agree with your previous caller, abortion's issue number one, but did anybody bring up those vouchers that the Democrat Party was sending out about Michael Coachman? Because
I forgot about that. This is where Michael Coachman, who is a Libertarian Party candidate for Secretary of State, the Democratic Party sent out a mailer. Very confusing mailer, but basically trying to get people to vote for Coachman because they feel like if they split votes off from Jager, then Josh Boshay wins. So that's their game.
That's all I wanted to say. So people are aware of that. I think everybody should just throw in behind Jager or whatever. If Coachman's good, let him run next time. But we don't want a Democrat in there because we just got the affidavit thing done away with.
Yeah, and by the way, there's a ballot request that's going out to people from the North Dakota Democratic Party who didn't request a ballot from the North Dakota Democratic Party. They're just shipping them out saying, here's your ballot request. You know, there's a lot of games going on, folks. I hope everybody's watching. More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Hi, this is Scott Hennen. I often hear from mineral owners about the difficulty of managing their minerals and knowing whether or not they're being paid properly. Now there's a solution. MineralTracker.com. Designed and built by a team of oil and gas experts in Watford City. Mineral Tracker is a one-of-a-kind technology, revolutionizing the way mineral owners are managing their oil and gas interests. Sign up for a free trial now at 833-842-2924. Visit MineralTracker.com or email info@MineralTracker.com.
Don't get stuck in the mud this harvest season. Let Butler Machinery and Alexion Track Combine help you get the crops off the field with 2.9% for 60 months on all used Lexions. Harvest with tracks this season with 2.9% for 60 months. With a deal like this, you can't afford to wait. Contact Butler today and harvest with the best. Lexion Track Combines and Butler Machinery. Visit ButlerMachinery.com today. Certain restrictions apply.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
Listen up a moment here. It's no secret that you're in high demand, right? You get that. There's high demand also from drivers to find an employer that offers a work-life balance. Very important. Work-life balance. Great pay. Trusted benefits. Safety-first culture. Always. MBI Energy Services is that company. Employer of choice in the energy industry. And right now they need oil, water, hot oil, winch, and supervac drivers. Offering up to $3,500 experienced driver bonus. So if you're sitting out there and you just had enough today with push, 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 and no life-work balance, trust me, these folks are going to take care of you. Apply online today at mbienergyservices.com. $3,500 experienced driver bonus, boom, in your bank account, and you got a company that thinks the world of you. All right. Back on What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Congressman Kevin Cramer at the top of the hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. If you'd like to join us at Nesset Consulting Service, please do. I love Tioga, very special place. KTGO, our station is here, and spent a lot of time here over the last number of years. I remember the first time I rolled into Tioga, about 10:30 at night. I thought I'd just take a little snack and a soda and be good for dinner. Nothing. Couldn't find one. Nowhere. And now there's Cashwise, and there's hotels, and there's restaurants, and there's retail, and pretty incredible. Kathy Nesset was on the farm with Nesset Consulting Services, co-locating with the family farm, and moved then into town into a small little house, and then a double wide trailer, and now has this beautiful facility on Highway 40 that's north of Tioga, where we're broadcasting live today. So I encourage you to come on by if you'd like to and see us. We'd love to see you for sure. Let's go to Southwest North Dakota. Carol's on the line, 800-228-0550. Before Carol talks, I will stop everything we're doing, no matter when it happens, if you let Daniel know when you call that, hey, I heard Scott say he wanted Native Americans to call in and talk about their concern over their ability to vote and, basically supporting this lawsuit that's happening. The floor is yours. I want to hear the stories. 800-228-0550. Or you can text me at 367-2054. I'm serious. I want to hear the stories. I just don't believe this is the problem it's purported to be by people in the Democratic Party who are trying to stir this up as an issue and get Native Americans to think that somehow Republicans don't like them and you better go vote for Democrats because they're gonna forget about you. Is that your worry? Is that a top worry? Please call me. Anyway, Carol, go ahead. What's up? What's on your mind?
Good morning. I received a text yesterday, and it says, hey, this is Karen with North Dakota for Public Integrity. I'm talking to voters about Measure 1 and the common sense anti-corruption law that would protect North Dakota from special interests and lobbyists. And then it says, is this Carol? The funny thing about this is I received this from my daughter-in-law out in Nampa, Idaho. So they are grasping at straws so badly, they don't even know who they're sending their stuff to.
I've heard that from a lot of people, that they're getting a text that say a different name. So I don't know what they're using, but it's not good. And it must be a cell phone record or some tie between you and your daughter. I don't know, but my gosh, isn't that unbelievable?
Well, my daughter-in-law's first name starts with a C, and we have, of course, the same last name. But it's just... they are grasping at straws so hard to try to shove this down our throats, and I get so tired of it.
How are you going to vote on it, Carol?
Well, of course, I'm going to vote no.
It didn't work then, and hopefully, after hearing you today, more people will say the same thing. It's more shenanigans, and you know what? Who paid for that? Which was no doubt very costly. That little tool. That was paid for by Hollywood actors, rabid liberals, Massachusetts folks. I mean, all of Measure 1 is supposedly great for North Dakota, so great for North Dakota they couldn't raise but pennies in North Dakota compared to what they raised in Hollywood. What does Hollywood care? They hate Republicans, we know that. So maybe this isn't about reform. Maybe this is doing what they couldn't do at the ballot box. Ding, 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 ding. And how are they doing it? Through the Constitution.
Of course.
And by the way, if you say, well, I'm a little worried about this person donating that or this, you know, this company doing that. Look, all the laws are already in place. There's ethics, you know, commissions right now that are available. All of those protections are there. One. Two, has there been a problem? No. Three, this doesn't just affect companies, churches, charities, individuals, people that work for these companies. That's who they're after.
I listen to your show every day that I can.
Well, God bless you.
You know, we're just a bunch of hillbillies up here that are gun-toting, church-going people that don't know anything.
Well, we know a lot.
They've got another thing coming.
They got another thing coming. Thank you, Carol. You're great. Appreciate you listening. 800-228-0550. Here's a note from Ty and Stanley. Hey, why aren't we talking more about the Project Veritas findings right now? I think we should be screaming the findings of these undercover investigations. You know, if it was the libs, it was all we would be hearing about right now before the elections. Thanks, Scott. Yeah, the week that came out, there was a debate a few days later with Kevin Cramer and Heidi Heitkamp. Didn't come up. And it's an undercover investigation of multiple people in the office of Heidi Heitkamp talking about the election ends and she goes liberal. Super liberal was the term they used. Yeah, and she'll have more freedom. It was is a clear example from the staff of Heidi Heitkamp of how she is telling you one thing and plans to do another. I would argue she's done that for 6 years. Pay attention. To answers, Ty, I don't know. The media is, of course, going to ignore this. We could have James O'Keefe back on. We had him on the program to talk about that whole deal. But there's a lot of shenanigans going on right now. And on both sides. Both sides meaning media ignoring things they should be talking about because they're in the tank. There's very few actual journalists / reporters left in North Dakota. You know, and of course we had the story about, I tweeted it out last night. A friend of mine, Robbie Loft, sent a note to me and said, have you seen this? And he's at Harvard now at the Kennedy School of Government, and they had some kind of active effort there to recruit students by Heitkamp campaign. Get paid, airfare, hotel, we'll pay for everything. Just come out to North Dakota and go door to door. I'm thinking, well, wait a minute. There's a whole lot of North Dakotans you could offer that to. Why do you have to go to Harvard? Because she thinks like they think at Harvard. That's why. She wants to find students to think like she thinks. Meanwhile, you jam it to North Dakotans, who, by the way, you wouldn't have to pay airfare for. Isn't that the silliest thing you've ever heard of? Not kidding you. Look at my Twitter feed. It's up right now, I think, or Facebook. I think I put it up on Facebook last night. And Rapport has something up about it, too, today. More coming up. Don't go away.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven. I have been in Norway 174 times and had over 49,000 people with me on tour during the past 50 years. Come and join me on the beautiful Best of Norway tour, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. See Norway at its best. There is a fjord in your future. Hundreds of waterfalls and the beautiful, spectacular mountains. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people. Phone me toll free, 1-800-343-0093, and I'll send you a complete packet of information on the tours that we offer to Norway. Again, August 12th through the 24th, 2019. Call 1-800-343-0093, 1-800-343-0093. Welcome along.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The U.S. economy continues to create jobs, as ADP and Moody's Analytics have just released a report showing that it added 227,000 private sector jobs this month, 9,000 more than the 218,000 private payroll jobs that were created in September. Most of these gains are in the services industry, adding 189,000 jobs, construction and manufacturing each adding about 17,000. In Boston.
I'm just up here for the day, and I wouldn't miss it for the world.
The it that Red Sox fan is referring to is the big parade to celebrate the Red Sox World Series championship. That parade is going to step off in just about an hour. The Boston police are urging fans who are crowding the roads already to act responsibly. USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I want all our fine listeners to know Todd Mitchell, while being made up, actually with purple gobs on the side of his face, was able to play a little music there from Michael Jackson and Thriller, our Halloween theme. You haven't changed much yet, though, but you do have purple blotches. I see the purple blotches, so.
Well, it's a process.
Yeah. He's being made up.
The only way to do it more quickly is to actually make me a car crash victim.
Everybody around me is in Halloween mode, and I have to admit, I'll give out candy tonight. Our youngest, who's in high school, Haley's a sophomore. She's going to a party, a little Halloween party with a few of her friends.
Are you giving out candy corn?
Of course. Yeah. You think it'd be gross to put a big bowl of candy corn and just let the kids, reach in? That kind of wouldn't work, would it? Yeah. Health department would probably come over.
I was just thinking that. Yeah, that might be one of those where you've got a germaphobe somewhere in the neighborhood, and they show up and protest. And...
Well, if they're germaphobe, then just... move on. It's no big deal. Anyway, folks, Facebook Live, my page, or Todd's, you can watch it.
Why did you know to germaphobe to just move on?
Well, in other words, if you don't want to reach in, then fine, go, you don't have to.
Yeah, but those are going to be the people that raise the most fuss. They're not going to just move on. People you and me just move on.
They're going to protest. You're right. Yeah. It's America. And fortunately, it's not North Dakota, but it's much of America today. Lots of protesters. How about this, Todd? I think you've inspired me with your Halloween spirit today. We love it when we find out from our listeners what you're doing, when you're listening, and also put a face with the name. So if you're in a Halloween costume today, or if you have kids, grandkids, family members that are doing that, get in the picture with them, take a picture, send it to us. Okay? Send it to us. Donald Trump Jr. last night was kind enough to tell me when I said, hey, we'd love to do kind of some fun things for different charities and groups and whatnot. Could we have your dad sign a few hats? Of course. So, I don't know if it will take a week, a month, a couple of months, but the winner will get two things. One, a family fun pack to Mall of America. Okay, so all the members of your family, free rides and all the fun stuff at the Mall of America. So the kids get taken care of, since Halloween's about them. And Mom or Dad, the Make America Great hat again. Maybe we could get Donald Trump Jr. and Donald Trump Sr. I know we can get both of them signed. It just Might take a little while, but it'll be worth the effort is what I'm saying to fax. Now, we have a super Halloween hotline, okay? Super Halloween hotline for these so we can keep track of this. Todd's getting made up. I got the town hall here at Nessa Consulting in Tioga. Things to do, people, places to go, people to see. So we've set up a special hotline where Crystal is going to handle these for us and pick a winner by the end of the program. Or do you want to go all day? By the end of the program. We want to know by the end of the show, don't we? 701-33. Well, we got to get people more time, especially with Halloween costumes. They're probably not ready yet. Todd's ready. So we'll say by 5 o'clock today. Send it in by 5 o'clock today. 701-331-9024. Okay? 701-331-9024. And what we're looking for, again, is a picture of you, our fine listener, in costume or with someone who's in costume, family members, anything like that. Okay? And make sure when you text us, you say, my name is, and I'm from Tioga, or wherever you're from. 701-331-9024. Got it? Okay. All right. That's what we call in the business an audible. Todd inspired me. I was sort of in hope, you know, bah humbug mode on the whole Halloween thing, but I honestly didn't remember it was Halloween until I got to the office here. No kidding. All right. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at Pucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And I get the great honor of telling you about a great deal every single week. And guess what? I know this will be a big surprise, but our friends at Pucklich Chevrolet Buick GMC Valley City, Pucklich in Bismarck, two great stores, have come up with another great deal at the Valley City store. One owner, local trade, 2016 GMC Canyon pickup, only 21,000 miles. One owner, a trade local from Valley City. It's got that cayenne gray color, all-terrain package, leather heated seats, backup camera, great size pickup, easy enough to park in town, tough enough to get the job done on the farm or the work site. I love it. On the lot right now at $30,995, but today only, they're going to lop off a grand. $1,000 off, $29,995. Check it out at PucklichValleyCity.com. Stop by the showroom and see it for yourself. 721 West Main, Valley City, North Dakota's home for Chevy. All right. We're back on What's on Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We're counting down to Election Day. Dorothy in Minot, a Democrat? Or she wants to talk about Democrats. I'm sorry. And Bob and West Hope, hang tight. We got a guest joining us right now, Perry Miller, who's a candidate for state senate from Wahpeton. Perry and I were exchanging text yesterday, talking about scheduling a chat before the election, and he mentioned the news everybody was talking about yesterday, understandably, the passing of Representative Rand Kalsh, and wanted to chat a little bit with us today on the program. Perry, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Scott.
Now, you were in the legislature. Remind me when.
No, I was not in the legislature. I was a county commissioner down in Richland County and worked, that's how I got to know Rand, is she was the lobbyist that was hired by the upstream coalition that the county worked with in pushing back against the FM diversion project. And that's the capacity that I knew Rayanne, and I've known her for quite a while.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I messed that up. You're on the ballot to become a legislator as a candidate for state senate, but yeah, you were not so now I know. Tell me a little bit about it. Just tell me what you thought when you heard this and what you thought of.
Absolutely devastated. Rand and I are about the same age, and she was in the legislature at a very young age. I think about the age of 30 when she was elected and served for, I think, about 20 years. And what I always admired about Rayanne was she's very bipartisan. She could work with anybody, but I really liked her just no-nonsense approach. She might not, maybe didn't agree, and she just said, this is the way I see it, this is the way it is, and this is what's best for the people. And she was passionate about education, and she was a wonderful lobbyist and just a wonderful person, a wife, a mom, a grandma, and so proud of her family. And it was just a real blow to any of us that knew her to hear the news, Scott. It was really, really tough.
Yeah, just a fluke, strange, odd deal. I mean, whoever hears about somebody getting bacteria from, that you know at least. I guess I've heard of it before, but there's that weird strain of bacteria that can be in the oysters, and she was down in Louisiana. Yeah, and I guess when you're in Louisiana, you eat oysters, right?
Well, and I've done it a lot of times, and I know it always made Denise nervous, and I'll never eat another one. I just won't. And our hearts are just broken. Anybody that knew Rayanne, she was just such a wonderful person. And like I said, so caring. But she had that unique gift, Scott. She could be really direct with you and basically tell you that you were wrong. And you never took it personally, and she was always your friend. She never was mean about it. She was just very direct and matter of fact. And I tell you, politics would be a lot better if people were, you know, more like Rayanne in the way she was as a representative and as a lobbyist.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk a little bit about that. Perry's a Democrat, a candidate for state senate. We've had his Republican opponent, Larry Lewick, on the program as well. And you know, Perry and I have always had a good relationship, as obviously I'm a strong conservative. He's a Democrat. And it really is missing. And I would argue even here, I mean, certainly worse elsewhere, but, you know, even here, I mean, there's been some nasty things in the campaign season right now. I mean, Kevin Cramer called corrupt, you know, by Heidi Heitkamp. Come on. You know, whether you like him, don't like him, but this policy, that policy, isn't that corrupt? You know, I mean, it's kind of sad how it's gone. If you're elected, you know, what do you do to sort of break that mold?
You know, I've got a pretty good history, Scott, of working with everybody. I was a supporter of Doug Burgum. I supported Ed Schaefer back when he ran for governor. Russ Thain was a senator in our district for years, and Russ was a Republican and a really good senator, very moderate. And John Wall is another one that was a dear friend of mine. And I had him in eighth grade as a teacher, and I had him as a senior in high school as a teacher. And he served as a Republican state senator, legislator, and passed away a few years ago. But I don't have a problem working with anybody, Scott. You try to rise above that. I think to call out an opponent's, you know, factually as to what they've done or not done, I think that's fair. But yeah, the name calling and this kind of stuff it's just unfortunate that. And so oftentimes, you know, if you look at so many races, it's outside groups that are coming in and do it. The candidates don't even know about it. And, you know, it would be nice if we could somehow change that to where nothing could be advertised or said or done without the candidate's approval. So then the candidate would have to own it. But that's one thing, that the money in politics is just out of control, in my opinion, in the advertising. And that's something that I don't know if at a state level we can do much about it, but it's, I mean, I don't think anybody can argue that there's just, the ads are just off the rails.
By the way,
too many, and the content is, yeah.
Questions or comments, I should have mentioned this earlier, certainly welcome for Perry at 367-2054. My phone, I do have a note here from a listener. It doesn't say where they're from, but it says, Perry, I would be inclined to vote for you, but you're going to a legislature dominated by Republicans. How could you get anything done?
Well, I think, as I said, I've worked with people, and I don't care if I get credit for something that's done. If I can inject an idea into the body and someone says, you know, that's not too bad of an idea, because the reality of it is partisan politics are too much, and they're going to say, well, we're not going to give someone credit for it. But I think most people that I visit with will say that you need some kind of a balance in government. I mean, too much control by any one group or one person is just not healthy. And I hope to bring some of that balance back to the legislature, Scott. And if you talk to the people that I served with on the county commission or people that I've worked with, you'll find out that, first of all, fiscally, I'm about as conservative as they come. I served with some Republicans on the county commission, and I'll put my record up against theirs anytime when it came to voting. I was the guy that recently led the charge to reduce the size of the city council because I think 9 people is too big of a council, and it would have saved money, and it would have improved efficiency. And unfortunately, it didn't pass, but I have a pretty strong record of working on issues, not necessarily, you know, with one person. I'll work with anybody that is willing, you know, to listen, and that we can talk. And
one other quick one I want to get in before we let you go. It's literally down to seconds. Texas says, your position on abortion.
Well, we need to change the hearts and minds of people on that. We should Everybody should be pro-life, and if I get elected, I am going to introduce something, some kind of bills and credits to help people adopt children. Scott, we need to focus.
Okay, we'll leave it there. Unfortunately, out of time. Thanks very much, Perry Miller. Up against Larry.
Our rigs team is growing. MBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, MBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. MBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming land auctions include excellent crop, pasture, and hunting land auctions in Walsh, Stutzman, Lemoore, Dunn, Burley, Stark, Pembina, Grand Forks, and Norman counties in North Dakota and Minnesota. And excellent construction and farm equipment auctions in Bowman, Steele, and Moorhead, Minnesota. Call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
From the Dakota Lazy J Ranch to your table. All natural, grass-finished beef. Sylvester's on the line. He's learned a lot in his lifetime of raising cattle. Tell me why grass-finished beef is so much better for him.
Grass-finished beef, as I found out, it's high in omega-3 oils. When you grain feed cattle in a feedlot, those oils in the meat are omega-6s, which come from corn, basically, and grains. And the only way you get omega-3 oils is by feeding the livestock grass, green forage. Your nervous system coating is omega-3. If you go to diseases that people get, like MS, Parkinson's, the breakdown of that nerve coating, we eat, you know, mostly grain-finished beef, so we're heavy on omega-6s, and we don't have the omega-3s to give us that nerve coating that we need.
From the Dakota Lazy Ranch in Morristown, South Dakota, to your table, call 605-524-3472, 605-524-3472, or on Facebook at Dakota Lazy J Ranch.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
That Halloween music gives me the heebie-jeebies still. That's the show. Who was that again, Freddie? Whatever, one of the early ones, the first one before it became the whole series. What is the show, Todd? What is it called? I can't remember the name of it.
Halloween.
Oh yeah, Halloween. Oh, that's what gives me the heebie-jeebies. Just hearing
the
that music.
Heebie-jeebies.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Yeah, exactly. I don't know what that means, but it means something. I know that because one time I said it on the air and somebody said, no, that means blah, blah, blah. And there's some origin to it. But all of the flag family staff is in costume like you're working on right now, and I'm here without one. And so we decided to do a little Halloween contest and give away a family fun pack to Mall of America and a autographed Donald Trump Make America Great hat again. Well, the hat comes after the again. Make America Great Again hat. There we go. Signed by the president. And all you need to do is send us a picture of you in costume or, you know, someone you love in costume, some family members, and give us your name and where you're from. And 5 o'clock today, we'll draw a lucky winner. So it's our Halloween white. Number is 701. This is the special Halloween hotline that you text those photos to. 701-331-9024 allows us to put a face with the name. Boy, I tell you, Williston was fun. I can't even describe all the fun. I mean, really, just absolutely amazing. We'll talk a little bit about it with Congressman Kramer coming up here in a little bit, a few of the stories, but it was a grand time. Our friends at Go Wireline have an operation there in Williston. They also have one in Dickinson, and they're looking for people right now. They really are. They hire candidates with no wireline experience, so don't think you need that. They'll just the qualifications and willing to maintain the high standard of the company and be at least 21 years of age. GoWireline.com/careers, 701-572-0886. Some good folks that have been doing this for, well, 200 years of combined experience. Go Wireline. All right, I need to get a call in here before we go to our next guest. Danae Johnson. Join us to talk about the final day of Pink at the Pump. If you fill up with E15, 3 cents of every gallon goes to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. And we're going to tell you what that money will do. So think about that. All right. Dorothy's been waiting a while. For a while I thought you were a Democrat, but you want to talk about the Democrats. Am I right, Dorothy? That's what Daniel tells me?
Yeah. Actually, I have two different subjects I want to cover. One is how the AARP is helping the Democrats. A couple of weeks ago, you had a caller who couldn't figure out how the Democrats got his name, address, and phone number. Well, last year, AARP sponsored, through the American Legion, free tax help. And so I went up there. I don't believe in AARP, but I took advantage of it. And that's the only way that the Democrat Party could have gotten a hold of my name, my address, and my phone number was through that. I have gotten more doggone calls and letters from the Democrat Party. In fact, one day a young man came to my door and he thought that I was a Democrat, evidently.
You know, that
I
is.
Gave him an earful about Heidi. And the second thing I have to talk about.
Yeah, Dorothy, do me a favor. Do me a favor. Just hang on, if you would, because I've got our guest here and we're up against the clock. I want to get her in, but I will get back to you with Congressman Kramer in a moment. You tell me that second point. But I think your first point needs a little follow-up. And we do know the folks from the AARP, and we'll find out if, in fact, that's true. Give them a call and find out. So I promise I'll get you an answer on that one.
Okay, and I'll hold on.
Okay, hang on. I guess you don't have to hold because our guest is having some phone problems. So you go ahead. Tell me your second point quick.
Okay, I got a letter from Blue Cross Blue Shield, who is my Medicare supplement. And they sent me a letter notifying me that if I were to change my policy, that starting on the first day of 2020, due to the Obamacare, the plan that I have right now would not be offered to anybody. And that is because my plan pays whatever Medicare doesn't pay. Well, I have no intention of changing policies because mine will be grandfathered in. But they're not even allowed by law come 2020 to offer this plan to anybody else.
And that's your Medicare gap coverage?
Yes.
Okay. So what I will promise to do to you, for you rather, this morning, Dorothy, is ask Congressman Kramer a little bit about that. But I think it's yet another illustration of why, and this is what's so sad about the reporting that's done in North Dakota. All right. You have Heidi Heitkamp, Max Schneider, and other Democrats are running around saying, oh, you people are trying to take out the protection for North Dakotans that have pre-existing conditions. And ignoring 99.9% of Obamacare that is bad, when in fact what they're saying isn't even true. So rather than dig into that and say, wait a minute, how does Heidi Heitkamp say there's 300,000 North Dakotans whose coverage will be impacted if they have pre-existing conditions? If not true, 300,000 North Dakotans don't have pre-existing conditions that would be impacted. So
and I'm sure she's
serving
aware.
The Northern Plains. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hello, I'm Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. I encourage you to demonstrate your allegiance to America by displaying the American colors. Enemies, foreign and domestic, do not rest, and neither will Old Glory, as it flies freely at your home and business. Freedom, as displayed in our Constitution and sacrificed by our fallen, continually are under assault. Fight back. Install a flagpole. Call Jim at 701-571-FLAG or email Jim at IndyFlagPoleGuy.com. And thank you.
Hi, it's Scott Hinn. Let me tell you about my friend Jeff Kummer from MineralTracker.com. Jeff's a petroleum engineer and a veteran of the industry. His family turned to him for assurance they were getting paid correctly on their minerals and to help them understand their future income possibilities. So Jeff and a team built Mineral Tracker to give mineral and working interest owners a professional tool at an affordable price so they can really start managing their minerals like a business. Sign up for your free trial now at MineralTracker.com. Call 833-842-2924 or email info at MineralTracker.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.